on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now it's time to talk rugby.
It's here. It's going to be round one of the Super Rugby season, and sort of exciting times for the Super Rugby with the addition of two new, well, not only, do you call them provinces or do you call them countries? We're going to have a team from Argentina. We're also going to have a team from Japan. Yeah. They won't be Japan. They won't be Argentina, although the Argentine side looks to be extremely strong, virtually the national team, while the Japanese team, I think, will probably get flogged throughout the season. But a team that won't get flogged is the Brumbies, and joining us on the line is their lock, Sam Carter. G'day, Sam.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, mate. Before we get to your club, how do you think the new teams will go?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, obviously, you look at the Jaguars roster, and they've got quite a strong team across the board. But then you look at the Sunwolves and a few inexperienced players there, but they could be a real surprise package. We don't know.
Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at your pre-season. You got narrowly beaten by the Tars down in Wagga Wagga, and you beat the Reds. You feel prepared?
Yeah, it feels like we've been training for 6 months now, but obviously hasn't been that long. But I know all the boys are in great shape and they're ready to go, so I think we're very excited to be playing on Friday night.
Geez, it seems early in the winter, so to speak, Sam, to get going with rugby.
Yeah, I know. But I think most of the boys after the World Cup and after they finished the NRC last year have been looking forward to getting back out on the pitch and start playing some competitive rugby again.
The Brumbies, mate, star-studded side, there's no doubt about that. Does that heap the pressure on you guys at this stage?
Not really. I mean, we've had a pretty good team for the last 4 years, and you know we've fallen short a couple of years ago, and we've been knocked out in the semis since. So there is a little bit of pressure on us, but I know if we stick to what we've been training to and know what we do, we should go pretty well.
Yeah. Obviously, you make the start on the weekend. I guess the big game up here in Sydney is going to be New South Wales up against Queensland. There's plenty of hate there, but you've got the Hurricanes first up.
Yeah, it is going to be a tough, tricky match for us. Hurricanes were the front runners last year, and no doubt they'll be good again this year, but luckily we've got them down here to start off with. So hopefully if everything goes to plan, we'll be getting the result.
Mm. Sam, anything different for you this season, mate? Anything different from a focus point of view or after your knee issues? Has anything changed for you from a training perspective?
No, not really. I've been doing a lot of it, if that's what you mean. I haven't really played that many games over the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Having been injured at the end of May, I think it was last year. So I'm just looking forward to getting back out there and ripping in, really.
And do you sense there's too much rugby for the guys coming back from the World Cup who had a long year last season, or do they seem fresh to you, Sam?
Look, it is a long year for most of the boys, but after the World Cup final on the 31st of October, they had 2 solid months off. So I know personally that most of the boys here are ready to go again. They're looking forward to getting out in the park.
And, mate, apart from yourself, is when you've been at training and looking around, is there one bloke who you think, God, he's going to have a big year, you know?
I'm pretty excited about Thomas Cobelli, the new number 9.
Yeah.
He's very unpredictable, even sometimes on the field. We don't know where he's going, but it's good to follow him around and see what happens.
Yeah.
And what sort of – is he a bit of a character?
No, he's pretty quiet at the moment. Okay. I'm sure since he just got here beginning of January, I know, throughout the season, probably warm up to us and he'll start coming out of his shell a bit.
Yeah, good on you, Sam. Thought we'd touch base. Pre-season's over, thank God, for you guys. You can get out there and get into the proper stuff. So we wish you well.
No worries. Cheers, guys.
Well done. Sam Carter, look forward to the Super Rugby season getting underway this weekend.
Yeah, that's Friday night. The Brumbies up against the Hurricanes, which will be a big one. And then, of course, at Allianz Stadium on the Saturday night, which is that traditional rivals go at it, Queensland v coming down with, I don't know whether... how Queensland will go. They've been the easy beats, haven't they, for a little while? And up against
just
the New South Wales Waratahs.
Just try and get the odds for this game. Keep going, mate. Any other names for our bunker?
Yes, I've got lots of names for the bunker. The Arnold Schwarzenegger voice, get to the bunker. I can't really do the Schwarzenegger voice and get to the bunker. The Shane Warne's NRL bunker. There's been Adrian Brunker bunker, because there's no National Rugby League player with the name Brunker, but Brunker. Remember Adrian Brunker. That comes from Sir Troyser. And plenty of Twitter coming in at Sky Big Sports, at Sky Big Sports. $1.60 the Brumbies up against the Hurricanes, $2.40. There you go. They're the hot favourites. They're really, I mean, they got Wallabies in so many of those positions right across the board, the Brumbies. They're in for a very, very big 2016 campaign.